Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Home Edit from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor of Home Beautiful, and for today's design expert we have Dominique McAdam, Founder and Designer of Sydney's Provincial Kitchens Home. Welcome to the HB Studio, Dom.
Thanks for having me, Katrina.
Now, you are an expert in France and shopping in France, and I thought, who else could we get in here to talk about shopping in France than you?
Oh, thank you.
So here we are. I want your expert tips to shopping in France. So firstly, what is it about France and the French style that really is addictive?
Oh, for me, I mean, I just love France. It's just so beautiful. Everywhere you look is design inspiration, and I love the history of it, the feel of it, I don't know. Even when you just go into supermarkets there and you see how they display radishes, it's like a piece of art. You know, like it's incredible the level of detail that they go to for everything
which, they do.
I really appreciate.
So, okay, I've had my 25-hour flight.
Yes.
I arrive in Paris. What's my very first stop?
Hotel for a shower.
Yes, of course.
Usually when I go to France, I'll spend the first few days in Paris. Mm-hmm. You know, there's areas that I really do like to go to, and I like one-off boutique shopping. I'm not a shopping mall kind of girl. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely boutique shopping, and areas like Saint-Germain have like beautiful like clothing shops, fabric shops, everything, just specialty shops that just do watch bands.
Right.
That you can just get the most amazing.
What, a whole shop for one?
A whole shop just for watch bands, and you just go, wow, I didn't know that could happen. You know, like you wouldn't find it here, but it's there. It's just someone might, well, they'll specialise in something so well. So, yeah, so I do that. I have to wear glasses now, so it's like I always, you know, seek out any glasses shop to try and get interesting pairs of glasses that you won't be able to find here.
Yep.
So I do a bit of shopping in Paris, and then I usually head to the Paris market. So the Paris markets used to be really, really good. There's still part of it that's good, but I think that it's become so touristy that it's not what it was when I first started going there. And I think that a lot of the antiques are really drying up in Europe altogether. And so what you're seeing there is a lot of the stores are becoming, you know, mid-century modern as opposed to the really historic antiques that I like.
Yeah, where are the Paris markets?
Out in Port de Clignancourt.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so you just get on the train and it takes you out there.
Straight there.
Yeah, and you know, there's lunch places around there. So you really do go and make a full day of it. Mm-hmm. And when I go, I kind of go do one day of a full recce of the market, see everything that I can, and then go back the next day and buy the things that like I've thought about. Unless you see something that you go, if this goes, I'm really going to be upset, then you have to buy it on the spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're always thinking with your heart, aren't you? If you see a piece and it just speaks to you, that's it.
Absolutely. And I think I actually buy for myself what I like because I understand this person. So a lot of people will say, oh, you know, that's really popular or that will sell. But the one thing I've learned in business is that if you buy something thinking that someone's going to buy it and nobody comes in to buy it, you've got to look at it for the next 10 years.
Right.
And if you don't like it, it's no joy looking at it. Whereas if I buy something and it doesn't sell, I don't mind because I just go, I'll just take it home for a while and I'll live with it for a while and then it can go back to the shop. You know, like so I have like a revolving door of furniture that will go from my house back to the shop. So as I find something that I like better, I'll try that for a while.
And also, if you've got your taste is, you know, exquisite taste, then if you like it, someone else is going to like it.
Yeah, exactly right. And also, you know what, people come to me because they like my taste.
Yep.
And so they go, I know you're going to get it right. Like, so I'm part of putting the antique store is part of my business is because I'm not just designing cabinets. I want people's homes to be so unique and beautiful that nobody else could possibly have what you have. If I was just putting cabinets in, well, anybody can put cabinets in. But what I'm doing is going, you know, no, you need these really beautiful antique baskets. So I designed the kitchen around these one-off antique baskets that I found that will become the vegetable baskets in that kitchen. Or, you know, people will say to me, oh, can you also do the mirrored cabinet in our bathroom? And I'm like, no, you need a beautiful antique
one
mirror.
One piece I picked up in some market in the Paris market.
It's not about me picking a piece. I don't even mind if they go somewhere else and buy it. But what I'm trying to encourage people to do is, if you have built furniture, if you have unique pieces around it, it makes that look even better because it makes everything look special.
So are there distinct precincts in Paris that are good for, say, knobs or one piece of, like, art, or is there different areas that you would look twice
There are different precincts in France. It's divided in Paris. It's divided up that way. I actually have. I've cheated when I started, and I bought books on, you know, secret shopping in France and that. And there's some great tips in there for finding really unusual shops. And when you find one unusual shop, usually there's several others around it.
That's right.
So I've got like little areas that I go to. You'll find. I remember finding one, and just because you start walking the back streets, you go. And sometimes I go. I know it's near the cathedral and I just visually know how to get there myself now. I don't necessarily know the names of the streets. And
do you always go back to the same places to see what they've got?
Yeah, I do, And I'm really disappointed when, like, they shut down and I'm like, why did you go?
Where have you left?
I really liked it.
So after you've been in Paris for those few days, where do you head?
Then I usually go down to south of France but on the way down there. So we rent a truck and drive down. I sort of usually have planned where the Brocantes are. So the Brocantes are like held in these huge fields in France, and all the antique dealers from all over Europe come and park their trucks, and you go in, and so you get in there at like sort of, you know, 7 in the morning, and all the trucks are there and they've just all unloaded their stuff and you're literally buying off the back of a truck.
Amazing.
So yeah. So
what
it's
an
like,
image.
And yeah, and there's not like there's lot numbers or anything. You've just got to remember where you bought stuff, because you're not allowed to go to bring your truck in to pick stuff up until after 1 o'clock. And so you've just got to buy all this stuff and then get in your truck and then drive around and collect it all before it closes. And so I learned that I pay for, if I've bartered with them to get it to where I want it to be, so I've exchange rate, I can sell it here. Then what we do is I pay them half the money and then I give them the other half when I collect it, because otherwise they'll just drive off.
Of course they're like, they will.
They're like, well, she didn't come back, bad luck, you know.
I've got half the money, yeah.
Yeah, so, but you're literally driving around, you know, you're making notes on a piece of paper going, okay, it's the red truck that's near the tree with the yellow flowers on it, you know.
And like, how often are these markets, are they like these antique markets?
They're throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So you just, you know, often they'll have them grouped at the same time in towns not too far away from each other. So you'll go to one day and then drive to another place, you know, a couple of days later and there'll be another one. And so you, if you time it, you can, you know, go to several. And then I generally end up like down in the south of France at a little town. It's an antiques town called Ile-sur-la-Sorgue. Oh. And it's just literally all antique shops. And so it's like, I'm like a kid in a candy shop.
But you know, this is your heaven.
Nothing's cheap, but it's just so beautiful to look at. And that's where I bought the ridiculous watering can that cost me a ridiculous sum of money. But I do love it. So,
couldn't resist that one.
Couldn't resist it, yeah. So I do, I often will buy something there for myself, but it really is, it's like going to a very high-end antique shop where everything's very expensive. But if you really want something for yourself, you'll go, okay, well,
and it's
get
quite
that.
Inspirational. And I can
absolutely,
imagine looking at the way things are displayed and all
absolutely,
sorts of things.
Yeah. I actually did the funniest thing. I bought I travel with my partner Georgie and we get to this big antique warehouse place. There's an antique confessional there, and I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. And she's like, what are we going to do with an antique confessional? I'm like, going, I don't know. I could turn it into something. Like, it could be beautiful shelving. It could be this. You know, it could be a really nice store for somebody. You know, it could be a change room or a dressing room in a really gorgeous shop. You know, like, I'm sure someone will be inspired by it like I am, you know.
And it wasn't bought, was it?
I bought it.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Oh, my God. Is it still in the store?
It is. It's in the shop. So it's absolutely, it's a stunning piece of furniture, though. So,
amazing.
I mean, if I had the house for it, I keep thinking, could I turn it into a TV unit? What could I do?
The next one, repurpose.
Yeah.
So where do you go in, other than the beautiful antique stores, where do you go for design inspiration, say, in Paris when you're there?
I think everything in Paris is design inspiration, seriously. It's like just the supermarkets, just how they display their fruit and vegetables is like it's amazing, so beautiful. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, just the way they put things together. They've got such style about them. I find it just their dogs are so stylish. Like, you're sitting in a cafe and I'm like, dogs with attitude, my God. Like, they just, like, are just divine, you
know? Best. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. And can you think about the best thing that you've probably picked up in France on one of your trips? Is it that watering can?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, interestingly, when I moved, I couldn't part with my watering can. That had to come.
An apartment by the harbour with a watering can.
I know, yeah. But actually one thing, that there's an artist that's down the south of France called Aurélie Alvarez, and her artwork to me is so – I don't understand art. I'm not very good at it. Mm-hmm. But she collects antique pieces of fabric and old wallpaper, and then she uses those as design inspiration for her art. And so they're just so romantic and so ethereal and beautiful to me. So I have one of those in my house. It's my bedhead, and it's on the wall. And I had people around on the weekend, and they were like, let's say it's just the most beautiful room. It's just, it's just so, I don't know, it's soft and dreamy, you know? Yeah.
And do you go down and see that her art?
So I'll go and see her. She has the most amazing art studio. It's this like really old, you know, 18th century building, and it's like up rickety stairs, and the top floor is her art studio, and she just has art on the walls. And because she's trying to create pieces that are like antique looking, she paints the canvas on the wall, and so you get the texture of the rough brickwork coming through the artwork that makes it look so, like, it makes it look like it's old, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just such a creative way of doing things, you know?
Amazing.
It's inspiring to see it. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And is there, most importantly, is there one place that you always return to eat in Paris?
Gone to very many restaurants, but I tend to go to ones that are family owned. You can tell that little boutique ones that the mum and dad work there.
Yep.
And they generally will have like a special of the day, but it's usually the thing that they cook the best. And so you're never going to go wrong with trying it. So, you know, it's sometimes when you're traveling, you can have too much rich food. So I try and stick to like keeping it like a little bit not too rich all
Sounds
the time.
Perfect. And a lovely family bistro. Yeah. Sounds wonderful. I think I'm going to have to go home and start booking my trip to Paris. Thanks so much, Dominique. That's fabulous. And thanks so much for listening, everyone. That's it for us today. Please remember to rate, review and subscribe. See you next time. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.